Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, February 17. In Squiz Kids today, evacuating cruise ship Aussies, asteroid ahoy, cowboys are crowned kings, and the Aussie Elsa in Frozen. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, or should that be at the end of the gangplank, for the 200 Australian tourists who have been quarantined in their cabins for 2 weeks aboard a cruise ship off the coast of Japan. The government is expected to announce plans this week to evacuate its citizens after even more people aboard the Diamond Princess have been diagnosed as having contracted the coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it's now known. Meanwhile, a series of videos have gone viral showing Chinese residents of big cities like Shanghai and Beijing, who have been ordered to remain indoors as much as possible, using the internet to connect and stage virtual dance parties as people try to make the best of a bad situation. Did you feel something fly over your head on Saturday night? Maybe you heard a distant whoosh high above you in the night sky. That would have been 2002 PZ39, which is the name astronomers have given to a massive asteroid that came sort of close to our planet on Saturday night. Well, by sort of, I mean 5.5 million kilometres away, which, in galactic terms, is still pretty close. The asteroid, a great big hunk of interstellar rock about the size of a skyscraper, hurtled by us without causing any damage. But we're not out of the woods yet. There are a couple more asteroids heading our way this week, some the size of houses, but none are expected to come any closer to us than 2 million kilometres, so we should be okay.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the old world globe a spin and bring you a new story from wherever in the world it stops. And today we've landed in Monterey in the United States, where young Aussie Heather Taylor is preparing to become the first Australian to row a boat from California to Hawaii. It's a 4,000 kilometre journey, which is about the same as the distance from Sydney to Perth, so pretty much the width of the Australian continent. Only 5 people have ever managed to complete the solo row. And it's a really busy shipping route, so Heather's going to have to be super careful not to run into any container ships. And she'll be living on freeze-dried food for pretty much the entire 4 months that she will be at sea. She says she's going to rely on podcasts to keep her distracted. We're here for you, Heather, if you need.
Sport time!
The North Queensland Cowboys have won the first rugby league tournament of the year, beating the St George Illawarra Dragons 23-14 in the final of the NRL 9s in Perth at the weekend. The Cowboys' Scott Drinkwater was named Man of the Series, and his teammate Hamiso Tabuai-Fido staked his claim as the fastest man in the tournament. As a 16-year-old, he ran 100 metres in 10.65 seconds. That's fast! Meanwhile, in basketball, the Brisbane Bullets pulled off a stunning victory against the Cairns Taipans in the NBL, beating them 124-88, which was just enough to keep their final hopes alive.
Pop Culture Corner.
Billie Eilish has chalked up another little bit of music history making with the release over the weekend of No Time to Die, a sweeping, moody theme song to the upcoming new James Bond film of the same name. Eilish is the youngest person in the history of the famous spy movie franchise to write and record a Bond theme song. It was released on Friday, and by yesterday afternoon had already had over 18 million views on YouTube. Attention all Frozen fans. If seeing Elsa and Anna in Frozen 2 at the cinemas this Christmas wasn't enough, you can see them in real life when Frozen the Musical opens in Sydney in July. It was announced yesterday that musical theatre star Gemma Rix has won the highly sought-after role of Elsa, the Ice Queen, for the local production of the Disney musical that's been wowing audiences already on Broadway, which is the famous theatre district in New York City.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Big hunks of rock that hurtle around in space are called what? That's right, they're asteroids. Question number two. Which island state of America is Aussie woman Heather Taylor hoping to row to in 3 months' time? You got it, it's Hawaii. Question number three. Which rugby league team won the NRL Nines tournament in Perth at the weekend? Yep, the North Queensland Cowboys. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Isabel from Forbes, Sunny from Mount Martha, Austin from Penrith, and Leva from the Gold Coast. A belated birthday shoutout too to Olivia from Blackheath. And while we're on the subject, classroom shoutouts to Miss Tanner and 34T in Brunswick West, Mrs. Player and 56 Yellow from Muswellbrook South Public School, and Angelica Stebbins and 56 Myrtle at Wollongbar Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the contact form on our website. Make sure you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what date you'll be blowing out your candles. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. Now, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.